The church in Ephesus was established in A.D. 53 as Paul was journeying back to Jerusalem. He then returned a year later during his third missionary journey and spent a few years with the Ephesian church. When Paul was in prison for the first time in Rome, he had many come visit him. Tychicus of Ephesus was one such visitor. Paul wrote this letter to the church at Ephesus and sent it with this man. As we remember from previous devotionals for your soul, Ephesus was a center for magical incantations. It was filled with wizards, sorcerers, witches, astrologers, and fortune tellers. Just like in today's age, people want to see the supernatural. They are so interested in the unseen world. Unfortunately, they end up pursuing Satan instead of Jesus. God's word tells us in Deuteronomy 18:10-11, "Do not practice fortune telling or use sorcery or interpret omens or engage in witchcraft or cast spells or function as mediums or psychics or call forth the spirits of the dead. These are occult practices and Satan is behind it." Are you fascinated with horoscopes, fortune telling, witchcraft, and cults? Like all of us, you desire to know the future. These are practices of Satan, not the one true God. God tells us all we need to know about the future in His Word. If you want to know the future, know the one who knows it and is sovereign over it. Don't turn to the occult for faulty information. Turn to the one true God through a relationship with Jesus Christ.